Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is vitamin D, which I've talked about before, considered the sunshine vitamin, and also in the last decade or so, really been in the spotlight as being deficient in most Americans. Many people have then supplemented vitamin D to correct this deficiency, but the thing is, we're still not sure what optimal is, or if many people aren't taking too much of this vitamin. It's true that vitamin D has been discovered as being involved in many more bodily systems than just the bones, as we previously believed. As well, bone health seems to be the first thing D takes care of. Then systems like immunity, heart health, even emotional well-being are then dealt with as the vitamin level increases in the blood. As with any isolated vitamin, caution does make sense, and studies do suggest more is not always better, such that you'll probably don't want your blood level over about 70 or so, as problems have been seen beyond this number. Talk to your doctor about running this vitamin D blood level test, especially if you've been taking more than about 2,000 units of the vitamin for a long while. Getting your D through sunshine is the ideal way to get this vitamin, as your body won't make too much of it using this route. The problem, though, especially living in a latitude like Maine, is that the sun must be at least 50 degrees up from the horizon, or about halfway. Lower than this, and the correct ultraviolet rays get filtered out by the Earth's atmosphere. In Maine, this means you can't get any D from the sun between about early September and early April. So this could mean, though, that you could get your D from the sun in the spring and summer months, as you only need a few minutes in the sunshine daily to accomplish this. In fact, with arms, legs, and part of your torso exposed to the direct sunlight, just 15 minutes could give you 10,000 units or more of vitamin D. In Maine, this window starts, as I said, in April, so that on April Fool's Day, you only have between 12:30 to 1 p.m. But then, it relatively quickly opens up to noon to 1:30 by April 4. At the summer solstice in Maine, your window is from 10 a.m. to 3:20 p.m. The snowbirds have it made. As I write this in freezing mid-coast Maine on March 28, these lucky ones in Orlando, Florida, had vitamin D-making sun from 11:20 a.m. to 3:40 p.m. The other problem is that window glass also filters out the ultraviolet you need to make D. So I'm hoping it warms up a bit by next week, when the sun will finally be high enough again for its vitamin factory potential. Remember to be careful not to get a sunburn once you're outside, so 15 minutes is good to start, to give you those 10 to 1,000 units or so per sunbathe, which seems to be the limit anyway. Luckily, your body will hold on to the 10 to the D for a couple of months, but after that, by midwinter, you're going to have to begin supplementing again for your D level in your body. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.